My name is Jeremy, and this is a bonus series of the Good Beer Matters podcast from the 2021 Craft Beer Conference. Every year, the Brewers Association puts together the Craft Beer Conference, or CBC, as a means for industry professionals to continue their education, network with peers, and improve quality and performance. I attended this year's CBC as a member of the media, and because there are plenty of beer pros that didn't make it, I wanted to share a few of the many exhibitors that I think you ought to know about. Some of these companies I'm already familiar with, and I personally know they're doing great things. But some I recently discovered and thought were cool enough to share with you. Either way, I hope you enjoy this taste of CBC 2021. Oh, and by the way, I have not been compensated by any company to produce this series. I simply want to help get good things out into the world. Why? Because good beer matters, of course. Thank you for listening. Cheers. Okay, as most people know, I spent 20 years in Central Oregon, and one of the companies that I effectively grew up around beer with is coming out of Bend, Oregon, and they happen to be at CBC. Nicholas, yeah. Welcome. Thank you for coming to Denver just to connect with me now living in Arizona. Tell me about Drink Tanks.
Yeah, great. Drink Tanks, we've been around for about 8 years, born out of the Central Oregon area. I'm a native to Central Oregon, seen the craft industry kind of explode there.
Yeah, you have.
And unlike a lot of people, we really wanted to design a product that could preserve beer. So when we came to market, we designed a growler that you can charge and dispense out of, so that if you can't finish that growler in 2 to 3 nights, then it will keep that beer fresh until you can have time to consume it. So our legacy product is our craft growler that you can put a keg cap on it and charge and dispense out of, and that was born 8 years ago, and we've expanded quite a bit since then. Now we have quite a few different products in the craft beer industry, ranging from pints, cleaning products, lid accessories, and a variety of different growlers.
You know, and I have to admit, early on when you guys were putting this product out, I was thinking, I don't need to spend that much on a growler. I'll just use my glass growlers, until one day I had a very expensive, very beloved beer in a growler that had just been filled. I opened up the car door and it dropped to the ground and smashed and lost everything. So there's glass, there was this incredible beer that was just wasted.
Yeah.
And so I finally bit the bullet, bought one of these tanks, one of these drink tanks, and not only did it preserve the beer better, but it kept the temperature longer, and you know, if I drop it, I just pick it up. It's no big deal. And so that expense has turned out to save me money in the long run. Is that part of what your guys' plan was?
That's right, a little bit, Jeremy. The thought around the growler was we wanted to vacuum insulate it so that it would keep the beer cold. We wanted it to be very durable. We wanted really high quality construction. We have a patented double bail closure system, so we're kind of taking old world technology into new design. We wanted to be able to keep the beer blocked from sun and airtight. And then we also wanted to be able to introduce CO2, so that when you have that beloved beer that you maybe not are gonna finish in that 1 or 2 nights, that you're gonna be able to keep it for the weekend just in case life gets in the way and you can't get to it.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Tell me about the environmental aspect. If I'm not mistaken, you guys are very mindful of that as well.
Yeah, it's a big part of our company mission is sustainability. So, in fact, this year we just came out with our new event cup that's for the craft industry to help eliminate single-use plastics. You can see it around the show here.
You can get rid of those red party cups that just end up in trash and landfill.
Yeah,
awesome.
Totally.
Yeah. I got one of your cups as well some years ago at there's a Sisters Folk Festival, and Deschutes was a brewery, was a big partner of them, and they put out your cups with their logo on it. And I
still have that cup. I still use it when I'm camping, sitting outside, because I don't want to drop one of my fancy pinky finger out type of glasses.
Yeah.
I use that outside, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to hear. We love our vacuum insulated pints. We do have some new lid accessories coming out for those this year, which is awesome.
Yeah. And can you also, cold brew, this right now it's in the morning. We're not ready to have a beer yet, so yeah. We're all into coffee. Can you use this for coffee and any yeah. other beverage? It doesn't have to just be beer, right?
That's right. Yeah, you can use it for just about anything you want that you want to keep cold or hot. So you could put piping hot coffee in there and keep it nice and toasty all day.
It's just a new and improved thermos.
Yeah.
We need a new thermos on.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So if anyone's interested in checking you guys out or bringing them on to the brewery or whatnot, where can they go to find you?
Well, if they're in the beer industry, we'd love to have them talk to Ryan Boyle, our director of sales for the Craft Channel. They can reach Ryan at ryanb@drinktanks.com. If they're just looking to pick something up as a gift, you can find us on Amazon or directly at drinktanks.com.
Okay.
You can also find us in a variety of different stores, outdoor stores, Duluth, REI, quite a few breweries. So.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you for being here, too.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being here.
We're